Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. She was Pansel, Lunishmas, Abi Yaakov Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Makkas Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara, in the end of Amud Beis, tells us, the Yesh Chiluk Melochis B'Shabbos Ve'ein Chiluk Melochis B'Yom Tov. In Shabbos, when one does one action, it has multiple melochis in it, he's going to be chayav in each one, even though it's one halem, because it's Chiluk Melochis L'Shabbos. Masha'inkin and Yom Tov, when a person does multiple melochas at the same halem or the same action, so he gets only one malchus. And the Rivan goes on to explain, either according to Banda Omar, Avor l'chalak yotzas, we don't have Avor in Yom Tov, or according to Banda Omar, the words Avor is to something else, you have Achas Me'eino, which refers to Shabbos, not to Yom Tov. But al pi machshavo, what's the pshat, what's the ideal, that in Shabbos you have in each melocha, and on Yom Tov you don't? So I saw a beautiful pshat, the Rav Nevin Sal Shlita writes in his Sefer Yushalayim B'Moradeo, Shabbos Chelek Beis, and very similar, it's brought down in Rav Bakshi Doron in his Sefer Binyan Av, Tshuvos U'Mechkorim Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Gimel, says a very similar idea. Why do we have Isur Melochas in Shabbos? So it's really, it's almost a favorite in Chazal, and as the Sfarim bring, we learn the Melochas of Shabbos from Melochas HaMishkon. And why is that so? The Mishkan is a oilum kata, is a small world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shavis b'melacha, and when he built, created the world, so we also have to be shavis for melacha. For which melacha? The melacha that has to do with the Brias oilum, with the Mishkan. Melacha, any action that's being done, you have to be shavis from. This shvisas shamayim v'aretz, it's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shavis from doing things. Person has to stop from doing things. It's zeiche l'maisa b'reishis. What about Yom Tov? Yom Tov is not Zeichel Maisa Bereishis. Yom Tov is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every Yom Tov is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is a Beferi Shemagid Mishnah and Perik Halav Milchus Yom Tov Aloch Ehi. When it comes to say which melochas you could do on Yom Tov and which you cannot, says the rule is that on Yom Tov, whatever slaves do, that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Usually slaves do the melachas, which is harder, like plowing, like harvesting. That's what you hire people to do it for you. But people do in their house, on their own, something which is easy, like cooking, that you don't need slave to do, that you're allowed to do in Yom Tov. So meaning in Yom Tov, we're stopping from being slaves. So what we're trying to avoid is for a person not to be act like a slave on Yom Tov. So we mele, says Rav Nevetzal, says Rav Akshay Doron, Shabbos like this. On Shabbos, a person needs to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Ma'aseh Shemayim V'aretz. A Kadosh Baruch Hu and Ma'aseh Shemayim V'aretz is stopped from doing any melacha. So one cannot do any melachas on Shabbos. Even if he's doing one action that has multiple melachas, that's different yitziris that he's doing. And that has to stop from doing that on Shabbos. But in Yom Tov, it's not the point to not do melachas. In Yom Tov, the point is not to create something that a slave creates. Rav Nevetzal asked it. That we were slaves in Mitzrayim. Did the Mitzrayim care what exactly we did? They asked us to build peace of Ramses, the mountains, and they had no usage for him. They right away got destroyed. So they don't really care of what you're creating with your malacha. All they care about is the one action that you're doing. You need to do an action. That's what you want from a slave. Please do for me this. The fact when you do this, you're also doing that. There's a few actions that are included in this one malacha that you're doing, this one pu'ul that you're doing. From a slave perspective, it doesn't make a difference. So you mele. In Shabbos, we care what exactly you are doing. On Yom Tov, we care what exactly is being done. Chiluk melachas means you're doing multiple melachas. But the pe'ula is only one pe'ula. What exactly is being coming in the world? He's just chayrish. The fact that you have multiple things that are happening, that is not something that we care in Shabbos, something that we care in Yom Tov. And this Yisoy fits very much with what we brought a few times. And we spoke about a little in Perek Chelik. That the Maharaz Yisoid, that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Habo, and Yom Tov is Me'ein Yemois HaMashiach. So according to this, we can understand this more. If Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Habo, Olam Habo, that's what all you have in Olam Habo is Neni Miziv HaShechina. Olam Habo is a different world. Ayin Lo Yirasa Elokim Zulasecha. There's nothing of this world in Olam Habo. So whenever a person does any type of melacha, which is Choldik, which belongs to this world, it's a stira to Olam Habo, it's a stira to Yitzhak Shabbos. But Yom Tov is in this world. Yom Tov is connected to Moshe Mashiach. Moshe Mashiach, the world is going to be the same world. Elamah, we have We have some changes. Either it will be only Shibud Malchias, or there will be a little higher changes because the Nevi'im will be Misnabe, but we still have the world the way this world is functioning. So Yemele and Yom Tev, I don't care so much about the creation, but Yetzira. I'm caring about people living with satisfaction, with relaxing. They're not avodim anymore. It's a different type of focus. So Maharal fits very much with this Mahalach of the later Achronim. Anybody wants to join the Shomar Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.